Ladies and gentlemen, I've just been handed a message that came in from Grover's Mill by telephone. Just one moment, please. At least 40 people, including 6 state troopers, lie dead in a field east of the village of Grover's Mill. Their bodies burned and distorted beyond all possible recognition.
Those chilling words written by Howard Koch and delivered as part of the Mercury Theater's Sunday, October 30th, 1938 broadcast of The War of the Worlds on the CBS radio network helped send America into a panic which would forever redefine the power of broadcasting.
Affiliated stations present Orson Welles and the Mercury Theater on the air in The War of the Worlds by H.G. Wells.
I'm your host, Joe Bevilacqua, and this is the War of the Worlds 50th Anniversary Special. You'll be hearing exclusive interviews with War of the Worlds associate producer, John Houseman, its writer, Howard Koch, along with actor Arthur Anderson, who worked with Orson Welles on the Mercury Theater, and the people of Grover's Mill, New Jersey, and their reaction to the broadcast. First, John Houseman explains how the show came about.
The series was Orson's series. Since I was his partner, I acted as associate producer with him and editor, and for a while I wrote them. By the time we'd gotten to War of the Worlds, which was the renewal by CBS of the series, we just hired another writer, a new writer, who got all of $50 a week for writing of one full hour radio show. That was Howard Koch.
We asked Howard Koch how he became involved in the project.
I was doing the weekly radio plays for the Mercury Theater of the Air, Orson Welles and John Houseman. And the third assignment they gave me was a story by H.G. Wells called War of the Worlds. And Orson wanted it done in a different way. He wanted it done in news bulletin and first person singular and contemporary.
Orson and I chose it. We decided the time had come we should be doing a science fiction show, and so we tried a few that weren't very easy to do, and so we fell back on that. And, I was the one who assigned it to Howard, and when Howard got in trouble, I was the one who conferred with him, and that's when we decided to update it, mm-hmm. bring it to
and
the present day.
I told Houseman, who was working between the studio and my apartment on 72nd Street, that I didn't think I could do it. I had 6 days. I didn't think I could do it the way Orson wanted in 6 days. And I tried to switch him to...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?